ओम शांति। लॉन्ग लॉन्ग एगो देयर वॉज अ पिग एंड दैट पिग हैड अ मैग्निफिसेंट गार्डन एंड इट एंजॉयड टेंडिंग दैट गार्डन वीडिंग दैट गार्डन प्रोड्यूसिंग फाइनेस्ट ऑफ वेजिटेबल्स and won prizes every year for bringing out those exquisite vegetables. But as that pig worked, he grew tired and very unhappy, doing the same job every day. So it went in search of some easy work, some easy job. So the first person whom he came across was a cat. The name of the cat was Thomas. And that cat was playing beautiful music on her violin. So this pig asked that cat, "Will you teach me to play this music? I'll earn my living by playing music. This seems a very easy task." So the cat said, "Okay, why not?" But as the pig took that violin and began to play, it was a terrible sound it was making, worse than the bleating of pigs. So the pig said, "What is this? You told you will teach me." But the cat said, "Yeah, I will teach you, but it will take years of hard work to learn violin." The pig said, "I don't have that many years, and I want something very easy. So I'm not going to continue this." So the pig goes ahead. And then that pig finds a dog making cheese sandwich. So the pig is tempted, and he says to himself, "Even I love to eat cheese. And it would be better if I sell. It would be an easy job." So he again requests the dog to teach him how to make a sandwich. The dog happily agrees. And as the pig was kneading and preparing the cheese in the hot and the sultry weather, it grows tired and wanted to rest for a while. But the dog says, "No, you can't rest and listen until you complete the task." He says, "What?" The pig says, "No, I cannot continue this. This is a very difficult task. I will search some other job." It goes ahead. And he finds a man who is collecting honey from honey hives. The pig thinks, "This is a very easy job. I should do this. Will you teach me this?" The man says, "Yes, I will." And he gives him a pair of gloves and veil and the method how to take out honey from hive. But as the pig attempts to do that, some of the honey bees enter into his gloves or on his face, and they stung. And he was stung by them. So he says, "Is there a method that I will not get stung by honeybees?" The man says, "No, it's not possible. Sometimes you will definitely get stung. This job is all about." The pig says, "No, I don't want to continue this," and it goes ahead. And as the pig was walking, he comes to the conclusion that every job, every task is associated with some amount of displeasure. And with this realization, the pig goes home and starts working in his garden. But this time he is enjoying the work. This time he is weeding, he is tending, he is hoeing, he is raking the garden, but with lot of joy, lot of enjoyment, because the pig realizes that it's in remaining content, that the happiness lies. And contentment is not about getting something more. It's about accepting what you already have. Contentment is not about getting something more. It's about accepting what you have with love. This is one of the best definitions of contentment. So yesterday's Murli Baba mentioned about contentment. Baba is meeting with double foreigner children and he said to them that you have got a lot of love and you have that eye of discrimination, that sitting in far off countries you recognized the father and you came here. And Baba said, you are the jewel of contentment. And always, if sometimes you are contented and sometimes you are not, then you are not the jewel of contentment. And Baba mentioned four causes of discontent. Sometimes we are dissatisfied with oneself. Sometimes we are dissatisfied with others. Sometimes we are unsatisfied with our own sanskars. And sometimes we are dissatisfied with the effect of atmosphere. So these are the four reasons of discontent: dissatisfaction, displeasure, vexation. One's own self. I am not satisfied with myself. Others, because they don't behave nicely with me. If suppose I find that somebody is not behaving nicely with me, I come to the conclusion that he is not a good person. But then he is behaving nicely with everyone except me. That means problem is not with the person. Problem is with my karmic accounts. I have some karmic account to settle with that person. Probably that's why that person is not behaving nicely with me. Whilst he behaves very nice, he is very good with others, but not with me. And for this, in one of the Murlis, Baba has given Srimad. When such a thing happens, first you try to please that person, but if that person doesn't agree, forget it. You have good wishes for that person and get detached. And try maintaining your own stage powerful. You need not to run after each and every person to please them. Have good wishes and get detached. And create your own powerful stage of remembrance. That's it. So these are the four reasons for discontentment. Your own sanskar. Some deep-rooted sanskar. Deeply inveterated sanskar. Some deeply ingrained sanskar, which is not going in spite of trying everything, is the cause of dissatisfaction. Circumstances, situations, atmosphere, even they cause discontentment. So, this is the Avyakt Murli of 18th March 1985. And Baba is meeting children from different countries. There are five very important points about contentment. First, contentment is a speciality. Accept it as a speciality. And for every speciality you have to work hard in order to imbibe it. Contentment is a treasure, wealth. If one is lacking contentment, probably one is spiritually poor. So increase the wealth of contentment. Have a bird eye view and see the department where I work, the place where I am, the people with whom I work, the circumstances in which I am. Am I happy with all this? Or I have a complaining, nagging attitude? There is a growing sense of dissatisfaction in my heart. One of the Avyakta Murlis Baba said, the cause of discontentment is non-attainment, and the cause of non-attainment is impurity. So if there is a growing sense of displeasure, probably there is lack of attainments. So contentment is a treasure. Accept it as treasure and try to increase this treasure. And the way to increase this treasure is churning the knowledge. And the way to increase this treasure is to accept in the subconscious mind with affirmation that I am the jewel of contentment who is spreading the light of contentment everywhere in the world. Third, this is decoration. To what extent I am decorated with this contentment, with this jewel of contentment? Or Maya comes and steals away my jewel. So it's a decoration. Then contentment is a, what else? It's a virtue. It's a virtue. It comes in the category of divine virtues. One more which was not mentioned, but you can add. Contentment is power also. The power of contentment. So contentment is a speciality, a treasure, a donation and virtue. It's also the power. The power of contentment, the power of satisfaction. Those who are highly dissatisfied, they cannot be called the powerful souls. Powerful souls means who are satisfied. Because dissatisfaction leads to sorrow, restlessness, anxiety, fear, insecurity. And the person who is insecure, and the person who is anxious, and the person who is suffering from restlessness, inner restlessness, how can we call that person very strong? Already there is a restlessness, and if suppose some difficult situation comes, that person will collapse. So that was the first point about contentment. Second, it's a mirror of transformation. It's a mirror of transformation. Baba says, when people see you happy, they will become happy. They will say that these are contented souls, these are happy souls. So your transformation will lead to their transformation. So it's a mirror of transformation. The third, it's a means of success, easy success. Contentment brings success. Because a contented soul is very calm, quiet, peaceful. And peaceful mind is concentrated. And with concentration, one can achieve success. Peaceful mind is also a very powerful mind. Or every powerful mind has to be a peaceful mind. So it's a means of success. Then, fourth, contentment and Brahmin family. Brahmin family. Again, four things in this. First, a contented soul is a loving soul, lovable soul, snehi. He will not have to say that, please include me in the list of special soul, please give me this, give me that. He doesn't have to make efforts. He doesn't have to even think or even have to say something. Automatically everything will be made available. Everybody's love would come to him. Second, he is a golden chancellor. Even the instrument soul will think that he should be given an opportunity. Then, sanskar, harmony, harmonizing of sanskar, he will have very easily. And fourth, everybody would love him, not in a superficial way, but they will really love him deeply. So in the Brahmin family, a contented soul is having all these four things. And the fifth, and which is most important, a contented soul becomes conqueror of Maya. Maya Jit. A contented soul is the one who is Maya Jit. Now here, Baba has explained quite at length how to become Maya Jit. He asked one question, does Maya come to you? He himself answered, yes, it comes, but there are people who recognize him, Maya, and the Maya is chased away. And there are others who get afraid, and there are others who get deceived. And what is the cause of deception by Maya? Because Maya knows almost each and everything of us. Failure to recognize Maya leads to the trap. Baba gave the example of Sita. She couldn't recognize that this is Ravan. She couldn't recognize that this is a kidnapper. She thought of him as a Brahmin, as a saint. And she crossed the line of code of conduct. And because of this, she got transported into the cottage of sorrow. So failure to recognize Maya is the cause. It's the reason that we are not becoming Mayajit. What is the way out? Why one fails to recognize Maya? One fails to recognize Maya when one doesn't follow Srimad. Or one crosses the code of conduct. Or one is away from the father. So one is not in the company of father. So if any one of these things happen, one cannot recognize Maya, or they will recognize Maya at a late stage. So that will lead to the fall. Baba said, those who are in Srimad, those who are under this line of code of conduct, they are lovable souls. Baba loves them. And they can become Mayachit easily. So knowing Srimad is very important thing. Following it, every maryada, trying to explore every maryada every day. These maryadas are very powerful weapon against Maya. With this maryada, M of maryada, you can beat the M of Maya. But one should be very strong in following these maryadas. They are natural protections. Maryadas are like a fort. When you are in the fort, this fort is impenetrable, impregnable. Nothing can attack, assail this fort. It's a very powerful fort. So you remain inside the fort, you are safeguarded. You remain immune to the onslaughts of Maya. Then Baba said one more thing. When you stay in the stage of surrender, Maya will surrender in front of you. So stay in that stage of total surrender. Surrender unto the Father. And Maya will surrender unto you. So that's also one of the ways. Then, having said that, Baba mentioned few other things, like, who is king? Raja. He who has self-sovereignty now, he alone can become king. Don't think that we are foreigners, we are outside of this culture, we won't be able to become king. Baba said, only you will become. You had become and you will become. You have not come here to become subjects. You have come here to become king. So I have that intoxication. Second thing, Baba said, this keep Baba with you, because Baba is seed, beach. And with this seed, you can burn the seed of vices, Maya. So with this seed, you can burn the seed of vices, and burnt up seeds cannot sprout. Then Baba said, you have to become living museums. Living museum. You have to become living statues. There were souls from Tampa. Tampa is near Florida. Yeah. So from Tampa. So Baba said, from those who are from Tampa, they have to become, create a temple. Then he said, who is experienced soul, Anubhavi? Experienced souls are those who remain stable. And those who are less experienced, sometimes their stage is very high, sometimes their stage is very low, halchal. While experienced souls means those stage are remain stable, always high. That was also one more point. So Samudli explores two things. First, contentment, and second, becoming Mayajit, conqueror of Maya. With the power of contentment, you can conquer Maya. But there are few reasons for discontentment, few more reasons which are not in Murli, like comparison. Then the Maya comes. Jealousy, Maya comes. Name and desires, Maya will come. Lot of desires. I want this, I want that. And when there are obstacles in desire, then you feel discontented. When you don't get what you wanted, you feel discontented. Others are getting everything, I am not getting. Others are having everything, why I am not having. This comparison, this sense of jealousy, this creates a strong feeling of discontentment. For example, a stone cutter, he is cutting stone, he sees that there's a rich man going, he feels, I should also become rich, I like him. How long I am going to cut the stones? And suddenly he becomes rich. After becoming rich, he sees that there is another king who is going, and so many soldiers are ahead and in front, behind. He feels, I should become king. He suddenly becomes king. It's a fable, parable. He is king, he is riding an elephant, and he sees that sun rays are very difficult to tolerate. It means the sun is more powerful than me. So he thinks, let me become sun. He becomes sun. And he is happy now that I am so powerful. But then clouds are coming in between. So he thinks clouds are more powerful than me. Let me become cloud. So he becomes cloud. And the clouds start raining. But they are falling on the stones. And nothing is happening to stones. So he thinks that stones are powerful than me. I want to become stone. And he suddenly becomes stone. But then when he becomes stone, he sees one man is coming with chisel and hammer, a stone cutter, to cut that stone. It means that this stone cutter is powerful than me. He says, I want to become stone cutter. And he becomes stone cutter and he is happy now. So he started with stone cutting as a stone cutter. After a big journey, he has again become stone cutter. But now he is happy. So contentment lies in accepting what you are, where you are, accepting people, accepting time, accepting situations. This is the best time, these are the best people, this is the best place for me. I have no complaints. Contentment means no complaints. Contentment means no questions. Contentment means happy. Contentment means full. Contentment means desirelessness. No desires. The only desire I have is desirelessness. So, increasing sense of contentment it's a stage of the mind, state of the mind. It has nothing to do with things. Contentment has nothing to do with objects. It has to do with the state of the mind. For example, an old man, his son has told him, now you should not stay with us. You go to the old age house. So he reaches the old age home and the receptionist takes him, old man, to show his room. And when the old man is at the gate, at the door, the old man says, oh, what a beautiful room it is. So the receptionist says, you have yet not seen the room. How can you say it's beautiful? So he says, I have accepted that this is beautiful. So there is no question of seeing it. It is not about room. It's about the mind. So in the mind, I have accepted that this is a beautiful room. So automatically the room would become beautiful. So contentment is the stage of the mind. It has nothing to do with how room is, how people are, what is the time, what is the circumstances, weather is not good. It has nothing to do with weather, it has nothing to do with food, it has nothing to do with clothing, it has nothing to do with any convenience, any comforts. It has to do with the atmosphere of the mind, the climate of the mind, man ka mausam, how it is. If it is polluted, then everything is polluted. If it is very clean, everything is clean. So that's all about contentment. Om Shanti.